pull off the covers, put on your pads, pop the kettle on, and lend us your... this is not your usual five-day test match version of Oval Time. No. This is a super over shortened version of Oval Time. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Church and I hope you're all still basking in the glory of England lifting the World Cup and the drama of two ties and a super over. Now, we were meant to be giving you the latest episode of Oval Time, but, and I'm going to level with you all, due to the roaring success of the first two podcasts, I'm being inundated with appearance requests and demands from the paparazzi. For example, this week, I am going to be on Lorraine, discussing the best types of foundation and mascara for me to wear now that I'm big time and what type of hat I should be wearing during a heat wave. And I'm also guest hosting Dickinson's Real Deal due to my amazing tan. So after discussions with Mr. Mornay, Let's the Bowling Do His Talking Morkel and Scott the Badger Borthwick, we decided this podcast is actually all about me and taking me to the next level of stardom. Plus, Badger is still recovering from the World Cup win for England and Mornay is still keeping his head down due to the fact South Africa actually didn't arrive for the World Cup and Mornay, it actually is all about what you look like. But don't worry everyone, we will be back very soon with our usual stuff. So, we need your cricketing confession questions for the boys, please. Send those questions to the Surrey Cricket Twitter, @SurreyCricket, using the hashtag OvalTime. We'll have all the latest on the signed shirts Badger may have added to his Bradley Walsh signature. And we will, of course, be discussing all things Surrey cricket. And if this is your first time hearing our dulcet tones, well, mine actually, because again, just to remind you, this podcast is all about me. Get subscribed, listen to our first two episodes and leave us a review. Right then, I'm off to get ready for Lorraine and the opening Ashes test at Edgbaston. Good luck, J-Roy, Burnside and Sammy. We'll be looking back at that first test and due to our brilliant and amazing telepathic predictions for the World Cup, really from myself and Badger, our next episode will be entitled Are Ashes Predictions, (dependent on how England get on in that first test against Australia and dependent on our Surrey boys making runs and taking wickets, (Until then, bat well everybody, bat well.